Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi is continuing in Yevamot. We are beginning Perek Gimel, Chapter 3. Arba'a Achim. There were four brothers, Shnayim Mehem. The first two, we'll call them Reuven and Shimon. Nisuim, they were married, Shtei Achayot, to two sisters. We'll call them Rachel and Leah. Umetu HaNisuim et Achayot. And Nebuch, those brothers, Reuven and Shimon, they died, leaving as widows, leaving up for Yibum, Rachel and Leah, to their two surviving brothers, we'll call them Levi and Yehuda. So what do we do about the Yibum or Chalitza to fix this situation? The Mishnah rules, Harei Elu Holtzot V'lo Mit Yabmot. Both of these widows require a Chalitza. Again, that's the release ceremony, involves removing a shoe and some Psukim, we'll discuss that in detail later on, so they can marry someone else, but they cannot get married to the surviving brothers in Yibum. Now, the Gemara explains that the problem here is something called Ahot Zikukato, the sister of a woman he has a Zika obligation to. A Zika is like a connection, and it's sort of a quasi-marital connection because it's his brother's widow. And so the surviving brother has to do something, either chalitza or yibum. He has an obligation to take care of this widow somehow. Now, this word zika, meaning connection, it might be related to the Hebrew word for chameleon, which is zikit, which has that long, sticky tongue. I have no idea if that's accurate, but maybe. So again, because both of these widow sisters have a status to each of the surviving brothers of ahot zikukato, each one is also the sister of the other widow who needs something done, chalitza yibum, with the brothers, so they have this quasi-erva status, which is similar to the sister of one's wife. Since the widow of one's brother, who's the zikukaso, there's the zika, that connection there, that's kind of like a wife, it's like almost a wife. So too, just like somebody can't marry his wife's sister, he also can't marry the sister of the widow who's awaiting some action on his part. The Mishnah adds, im kodmu v'konsu, if these two surviving brothers, Levi and Yehuda, they went ahead and did the Yibam anyway, without consulting the rabbi, yotziu, we make them get divorced, because when they did that, at the time of the Yibam, it was not an appropriate thing to do, because each one is marrying the ahot zikukato, which they're not allowed to do. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with that premise. He says, Beit Shammai Omrim, it was the Academy of Shammai that held Yekaimu. They could actually, if they went ahead and got married, even though we don't want them to, it's not appropriate to, but if they did it, they could keep that Yibam marriage, both brothers. Beit Hillel Omrim Yotziu. Beit Hillel is the one who said they have to get divorced. Now, in the Gemara, they actually bring another version where these rulings are flipped around, because typically, unless we know otherwise, typically Beit Hillel is the more makel, the more lenient opinion. Now, recall in chapter 2, there were cases where we let them get, you know, if they went ahead and got married to the two sisters, it wasn't a problem to keep them. Now, that was different because only one of those two sisters was actually had a zika, had an obligation on behalf of the surviving brothers to take care of her. Remember, that was back in chapter 2, Mishnayot Vav and Zion 6 and 7, where he talked about a man had been Mekadesh one of two sisters and then later wasn't sure which sister is his actual wife via Kiddushin, and then that man died, and the brothers can take care of her, and if there's two, they could take care of both her and her sister, because one was a Yibum, and one was just a marriage. Now, here in this case, they'd both be a Yibum, and because both sisters need action on behalf of the surviving brothers, and that action is not recommended or not allowed because of Ahot Zikukato. Let's go on to Mishnah Bet here. Haita Achot Mehen Asura Al Ha'echad Isur Erva. If one of the surviving women, either Rachel or Leah, let's say it's Leah, was not allowed to marry one of the brothers, Mishum Erva, because they were some sort of family relationship. The Bartner here says, for example, she was also a mother-in-law. So if Leah had a daughter named Dina, and Dina was married to Levi, one of the surviving brothers, then Levi has no shaychus, has no connection to Leah, because there's already this pre-existing family connection that she's his mother-in-law, and so he definitely can't do Yibum or Chalitza. So Mishnah says he's Asur Ba, he can't marry her in Yibum, Umutar Be'achota, but he can marry the sister in Yibam, the sister that he does not have a family relationship to. She was never his mother-in-law or any sort of erva, any sort of prohibited relationship to him. V'hasheni, but the other brother who does not have a pre-existing family relationship with one of the two widows, Aser b'shtei and can't marry either widow. Again, as we explained in Mishnah Aleph, they're both ahot zikukato, the sister of a woman he has a quasi-marital obligation bind to. There's an interesting opinion in the Gemara, actually, that it depends on the order, that this Mishnah is not so simple. There they say if Leah, who's the mother-in-law of Levi, became a widow first, the husbands didn't die at the same time. It wasn't some terrible camel accident in the desert where they died at the same time, God forbid. But Leah became a widow first since she was a mother-in-law and an erva to Levi. She was never eligible to Levi, and she could have got a yibum from Yehuda. So then when the second widow does receive a yibum or a chalitza from Levi, then Yehuda could then again have a heter to marry her. You see in the Gemara there for details. The Mishnah here continues. We were contrasting an Isser Erva, which is a biblical level we call Deraisa. It's written in the Torah, a clear-cut biblical level prohibition. And what we learned before, Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, Isser Mitzvah was the rabbinical add-ons to the biblical Erva, the biblical prohibited marriages. Isser Kedusha is a Kohen, a priest, to retain his Kedusha, cannot marry certain women, such as a Kohen can't marry a divorced woman, the Kohen Gadol can't marry a widow. So in these cases where these prohibitions aren't strong enough to knock out the biblical status of the widow being a chot zikukato, of having that zika, that bond, that obligation on behalf of the brothers to take care of this poor widow, so that's a biblical level status. These rabbinical and these kedusha prohibitions don't knock that out of the running. Therefore, choletzit v'lo mit yabemet. They need to get a chalitza to take care of that zika, that biblical level obligation of the brothers to take care of the yavama, but they can't do yibum because, again, the prohibition, the rabbinical or kedusha prohibition, doesn't knock out her status as ahot zikukato, the sister of another woman, another widow, that the brothers have an obligation to. Yashar kochachem, be well. It might help to look at the charts in the bottom of the Artscroll Mishnayot for these cases. Zay gesund.